Welcome to Pit Cop Podcast. Today, we're taking a digital deep dive into one of the most exciting travel destinations on the planet, Europe.
Yeah.
But also one with a lot of logistical hurdles for photographers.
Oh, absolutely. For a photographer, Europe is a dream. You've got layers of history, incredible architecture, and this light that's just constantly shifting. It's a challenge.
It really is. And our listener, The Learner, shared some fantastic resources with us that, you know, they really zero in on the exact pain points that can turn a bucket list trip into just unnecessary stress.
Exactly. So our mission here is to distill the core wisdom from these sources. We're drawing heavily from Lens and Landscape, a digital photographer's European guide.
And this isn't just some surface-level advice we found online. This essential information comes directly from Pitcott's bestseller ebooks on our ebook store. So what we're giving you is really that premium, vetted advice to make sure your journey is seamless.
Right, and focused and truly story-rich. The guide's whole argument is, well, it's pretty compelling. Europe is just overflowing with stories to capture, but it's the small hassles.
The little things.
The little things. A dead battery, the wrong power plug, a full memory card right at sunset. They can literally steal the joy out of the experience.
And we are here to arm you with the knowledge to neutralize those joy stealers before you even think about packing.
Before you even get the suitcase out.
Exactly. So before we jump into the nuts and bolts of all that, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and, you know, activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And of course, press that like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this stuff.
It really does. Because avoiding that frantic last minute search for a charger in a city you don't know, that's priceless.
It is worth its weight in gold, truly.
All right, let's unpack the fundamentals. And let's start with something that feels a bit counterintuitive, something the source really pushes. Traveling light, traveling smart.
Mm-hmm. For a photographer, the instinct is to bring everything, right?
Every lens, every filter, just in case.
But the guide argues that bringing everything actually limits you. It's a calculation, really. It's an efficiency calculation. If you're walking, say, 10 or 15 miles a day on cobblestones.
Which you will be.
You will be. A full, heavy backpack just stops you from being spontaneous. So they flip the script. It's not more gear equals more options. It's less weight equals more freedom.
And that freedom is just about comfort, is it? A lighter bag makes you less of a target. You blend in more, which is huge in crowded tour spots or on, you know, public transport.
It's a big deal. And speaking of minimizing, the guide gets very specific about lenses. Forget the whole collection.
So what's the sweet spot?
One or two. That's it. A good wide angle for those huge landscapes and cityscapes. And then a really versatile zoom, something like a 24-70mm equivalent. It handles street scenes, candid portraits. It just works.
I love that because it forces you to be more deliberate. But they do throw in another option, the prime lens, which is where things can get really artistic.
Yes, the prime. A fixed focal length lens. And the reason it's so strategic for Europe is its low light performance. Think about those beautiful but dark cathedrals and museums.
Or those narrow alleyways.
Exactly. Yeah. A standard zoom would struggle, but a prime lens just soaks up the light. You get these incredibly sharp shots and that signature dreamy blurred background, all without adding much weight at all.
That's smart. And while we're on the subject of gear, what about protecting it? The guide talks about Europe's moody weather.
Which is the perfect word for it. You can have brilliant sunshine in Paris one minute and a sudden downpour the next.
So what's the fix?
It's so simple. It's genius. A dedicated rain cover. Or if you're going super minimalist, even just a heavy-duty Ziploc bag in your pocket. That tiny bit of plastic can save your very expensive camera from moisture damage.
It's the difference between getting a dramatic rainy street shot and, well, having a very expensive paperweight for the rest of your trip.
A very sad paperweight.
All right, let's pivot. This next part is where it gets really interesting for me. The logistics. Power, plugs, and peace of mind. Because nothing, and I mean nothing, is worse than a dead battery when the Eiffel Tower starts to sparkle.
Ugh, the ultimate pain point. And battery management, according to the guide, has to be an active, constant priority. The advice is pretty stark, actually.
Which is?
Carry at least 2 extra batteries, preferably 3. And it's not just about having them in your bag. You have to be rotating them, charging them whenever you see an outlet.
So in a cafe, at the airport,
Train stations, hotel lobby, wherever. You have to treat every outlet as an opportunity. It's a defensive strategy against that blinking red icon of death.
And then when you find their precious outlet, you run smack into the plug problem because Europe doesn't have just one type of plug.
No, it absolutely does not. And this catches so many travelers out. You might have the standard two-pin plug for, say, France, Italy, Germany, but the second you get to the UK or Ireland,
it's that big, chunky three-pin socket.
And your continental adapter is suddenly useless. You are completely dead in the water in London.
Which is why the guide's advice here is just, it's priceless. Buy a universal adapter before you leave home.
Please, before you leave home. They paint this perfect, dramatic picture. Imagine running around a strange city at midnight, jet-lagged, desperate for a converter because your phone and camera are both dying.
It's totally avoidable. Just a few minutes of planning.
And that kind of preparation is really the hallmark of an efficient traveler. You know, if you want to dive even deeper into these kinds of savvy prep techniques, you can always visit www.titcot.com for more resources. We're really just scratching the surface here.
We absolutely are. And that efficiency, it extends right into how you manage your photos. So let's talk about data security and digital redundancy. Because shooting in RAW is great, but it creates a data overload problem.
Oh, it's a huge problem. And the rule from the guide on this is crystal clear. One memory card is never, ever enough.
You fill them up so fast?
Faster than you can imagine. The advice is to bring several, label them clearly, maybe by day or by city, and treat them like they're gold. Because they are. They hold your memories.
But just having more cards isn't the full solution, is it? I mean, if your bag gets stolen, all the cards go with it.
That's the nightmare scenario. And that's why the guide stresses redundancy. You have to build a backup workflow on the road.
So what are the options there?
So PitCot breaks it down into three main strategies. First, the laptop. It gives you the most control. You can review, organize, even do some quick edits. The downside is it's bulky.
And another thing to worry about getting stolen, what's number two?
A portable drive. This is a great middle ground. It's way lighter than a laptop, perfect for quick daily backups. But you have to be realistic about capacity, especially if you're shooting RAW for weeks.
Right. And the third option, the modern one, is cloud storage.
Yes. Which sounds perfect. Weightless, secure. But, and this is a huge, but it only works if the Wi-Fi cooperates. In small, old European towns, finding a connection that's fast and stable enough to upload gigabytes of RAW files every night, it can be a real struggle.
So the ultimate PitCot tip here isn't to pick one, it's to mix it up.
Exactly. Use multiple cards. Transfer everything to a portable drive each night. And then use the cloud whenever you have a strong, reliable connection. It's all about peace of mind.
You don't want your entire trip living on one single vulnerable device.
That redundancy is what lets you stop worrying about the tech and start focusing on the experience itself. Which brings us to, I think, the most important part.
Engaging with the journey, not just the gear. So what does all this prep actually do for you? It's about changing your mindset, right?
It's everything. The source warns against this trap of focusing so much on settings and composition that you forget to live the moment.
The curse of the modern photographer. You see something beautiful, and your first instinct isn't to feel it. It's to grab your camera and tweak the ISO.
Mm-hmm. And the guide argues that authentic storytelling through photos starts with the human element. It starts with blending in. Don't just be a tourist pointing a big lens. Observe. Engage first.
That's the key to elevating your photos from just snaps to something insightful. They say you should talk to people, order food in their language, even if you stumble through it.
That little moment of connection, of humility, changes everything. And they give this fantastic, practical tip for portraits. Just ask.
Ask a shopkeeper or a market vendor.
Yes. And the anecdote in the guide is that 9 times out of 10, they'll say yes and they'll smile. And that photo, the one you earn through a real interaction, it tells a much deeper story than a postcard shot of a landmark.
It's a story you were part of, not just one you observed. Which leads right into the next piece of advice, the power of wandering. The source says to get lost on purpose.
You have to. You have to break free from the rigid itinerary. That's how you find the unexpected stuff. The little local festival in a hidden piazza, the bustling neighborhood market, the things no guidebook will ever tell you about.
If you're just focused on getting from point A to point B on a map, you miss all the magic happening on the street next to you.
That's the aha moment. The destination is great, but it's the unplanned detour, that spontaneous moment that often gives you the most memorable photograph.
Of course, no matter how well you plan, things can still go wrong. So we have to talk about dealing with problems on the road.
A small troubleshooting kit is non-negotiable.
Okay, so dust on the sensor, the eternal enemy. What's in the kit?
It's small but vital. A simple air blower and a clean microfiber cloth. That handles most dust and smudges. And then, for that fogging issue.
Right, when you go from a cold street into a warm museum.
Yep. The guide suggests keeping a few silica gel packs in your camera bag. They are amazing at soaking up that condensation and protecting your electronics.
That's a pro-level tip most guides miss. And finally, the ultimate safety.
You need a backup camera. It doesn't have to be fancy. Even a small, pocket-sized point-and-shoot can absolutely save the day if your main camera fails or gets damaged.
Better safe than sorry. Always.
Always.
So that brings us to our final synthesis. We've covered the logistics, the creativity, and the emergency plans.
The core takeaways from the guide are pretty clear, I think. Pack light for freedom. Charge often, like it's your job. Back up your memories religiously. But above all, just live the journey.
The photos are the proof, but the stories in your heart are the real treasure.
Exactly. The tastes, the conversations, the moments you chose to just put the camera down and breathe it all in.
It's that perfect blend of being prepared so you have the mental space to actually be present.
Which leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to think about. Given how much we focus on capturing the perfect image, what is one memory from your next trip that you will intentionally not photograph?
One moment you decide to only experience, not document.
Exactly. A moment just for you. Think about that.
That is a wonderful challenge. And if you want to dive deeper into all these strategies, remember, this information is drawn from Pitcott's bestseller ebooks. You can visit www.pitcott.com/spokes. to download the full guides.
And you should check out everything else Pitcott offers for travelers and photographers at www.pitcott.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
Thank you for being there with us.